This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 10 for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. In today's episode, Mindy, you sat down with teammates Lincoln coordinator Jim Bennett.
That's right. But first, let's take a look at the headlines that are on our Lincoln Public Schools website. Well, it might not look like it now because most of it is melted, but we had, before spring break, a whole lot of fresh powder on our school properties, and Leffler took the opportunity to a PE teacher there to kind of come forward with a creative lesson teaching kids how to use cross-country skis.
It's hard to imagine that was like just like a week ago, and now like the snow is all gone.
Yeah, and the sun is shining, and now we have flooding. But with the snow on the ground, Jeff Pappas took the opportunity. He reached out to the district office, and we worked with UNL's Outdoor Education Center, and he had an opportunity to show eighth grade students how to do cross-country skiing, and it really was a cool event. I was there. I kind of wanted to strap on skis myself. Also on our website, more middle school students got to get creative with donuts, and they had a contest in which they, in their family and consumer science class, got to create, plan, write out, cook, make, design donuts. And of course, the school resource officer was the judge, imagine that, and he picked his top donuts, and then they forwarded those winning donut designs to Hertz Donuts, and Hertz Donuts came by Moore Middle School and announced the winning donut that they are going to mass produce and sell on March 24th, and all proceeds for those donut sales are going to benefit the school's backpack walk on behalf of Moore Middle School.
So yeah, if you haven't seen the pictures of these donuts, they are really neat, and they're up there. And then definitely stop in at Hertz Donut this weekend, because that's going to be fun, planning on getting down there and hoping to get one of these butterfly donuts.
Yeah, and so you can see those on our website. Also, this week in the news and on everyone's minds is water conservation, and Lincoln Public Schools is very willing to do their part to conserve water. And you can see some of the things that we're doing to take steps to conserve our water usage here in the district. As you can imagine, with 69 locations and 42,000 students and 8,000 staff members, we could definitely make a dent in our water usage in the city.
Yeah, when you've got so much staff, so many locations, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot, and you can make a huge difference. So it's fantastic that we can chip in and help like everybody in this city is.
And we're going to showcase what some of the schools are doing. We're gathering that information now, some of the innovative ways our schools are reducing their water usage, and we're going to feature that on our website as well. Brian, what else is going on this week in our calendar?
Well, we are in the fourth quarter now. This is where, if you were in a football game, you'd be holding up your four fingers. We are at the end of the game. I told my own children at home, it's like, let's finish strong. Let's have a great end of the school year. And there's a lot of stuff going on. As far as activities, tomorrow we have state speech going on at the University of Kearney, so our high school speech students are going to be out there. Friday, debate is going on at Millard South. I think that's also going on Saturday. There's a band and orchestra concert at Southwest High School Friday night. That's at 7 o'clock. Saturday night, Northeast is having the Spring Swing Jazz Swing Dance Event. They're going to have different jazz bands from the high schools around town, and there's going to be free dance lessons.
So bring your dance partner, right?
Absolutely. That should be fun. And that's Saturday from 2 to 9 p.m., so a bit of a long day there. Monday, the 25th, Lincoln High School, their wind ensemble is going to be having a concert at the Lincoln High Sorensen Theater. And then some intra-city matchups coming up here. Tomorrow we've got boys golf over at the Highlands at 10 a.m. Also track and field is going on at Wesleyan. Thursday at 5 o'clock we have East versus Lincoln High baseball over at Sherman Field. Friday 5 is baseball, East versus Southeast, also at Sherman. Saturday girls soccer, Lincoln High versus Northeast at Seacrest. Monday, we've got a bunch of matchups, girls tennis at Woods at 4 p.m., boys soccer, Southeast versus East High at 5 at Seacrest, baseball Northeast versus North Star at 5 at Sherman, boys soccer, North Star versus Lincoln High over at Beechner, also at 6 p.m. And then Tuesday, we've got sort of a few schools here. Boys golf is going on at Holmes at 1 p.m. That's East High, Southeast, and Pius. Tuesday at 5 p.m., got girls soccer, East High versus Southeast at Seacrest. 5 p.m., baseball, Southeast versus Southwest at Sherman. And at 6 p.m., we have girls soccer, North Star versus Lincoln High over at Beechner.
It is definitely spring. Today might be the first day of spring, but it looks like spring sports are in the air.
If you're thinking that the sun is shining, there's a cool breeze, and you'd like to go sit on a bleacher and watch some high school students do some great feats in front of you, this is a good time of year to get out.
Well, let's get back to today's main story. Jim Bennett joined Lincoln Public Schools in August this year as the Lincoln Teammates Chapter Coordinator. I had the opportunity to visit with him about the Teammates program and what it offers our students. Hello, I'm sitting here with Jim Bennett. He's the Teammates Coordinator for the Lincoln Public Schools. Or is it for Lincoln, Jim?
It's for all of Lincoln.
For all of Lincoln. Yes. So you coordinate the Teammates program for Lincoln Public Schools and all parochial and private schools in Lincoln.
Yep, that's correct.
Awesome. And Jim, you started with us in August of 2018. So what led you to this career with the Teammates of Lincoln?
Right. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Mindy. Appreciate it. Been doing youth work for about 25 years now, graduated from college in 93 and have been in some form or another been working with young people in a little bit in Topeka, Kansas, but then came back to Lincoln in, I think it was 97. And ever since then, been with either the Lincoln Public Schools or working with young people in some capacity. So when I came back, I wanted to get back to Lincoln where I went to school and got a job at the Juvenile Detention Center. It wasn't where I thought my career was going to go, but I went to the Juvenile Detention Center and worked with young people who had gotten into some trouble and were kind of working through some of those issues. And then we have a school in that detention center called the Pathfinder Program, and started with the Pathfinder Program in 2001 and spent about 12 years at the Pathfinder Program doing life skills education and transition planning for those kids coming in and out of the detention center, and really fell in love with that work and loved being a part of the Lincoln Public Schools. And when I was out of the Pathfinder program, I was the Teammates facilitator out there. So when young people come in, if they had a teammate, I would make sure that we contacted them and got that volunteer out there to visit with them. And it was really could see the benefits of that mentor for those young people out there and what that meant to them. And just the dedication of those volunteers to come out to that environment and stay connected with those young people was really powerful to me. I did go away from Lincoln Public Schools for a little bit. For the last 5 years prior to this job in August, I took a job with the Administrative Office of Probation Juvenile Services Division, and I was the Director of Supervision Services. So I was basically any youth on probation in the state of Nebraska, their service implementation and their case management was my responsibility. Juvenile justice reform was hit our state in 2013, and I got excited about that, wanted to be part of the policy development and really got excited about that, went off and did that work for a while. But I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't that calling to come back to Lincoln Public Schools. And when I saw this position open, I really wanted to be a part of it again. So I'm very glad to be back with Lincoln Public Schools.
And we're glad to have you back with Lincoln Public Schools. So it sounds like that you have always been interested in working with youth and youth that might be lost on their path. So how does Teammates help youth? Maybe not all youth are lost that are part of the Teammates program, but how does Teammates help reinforce those relationships that are so important to keep kids in school?
Absolutely. That's a great question. That's what mentoring has done. I've known about mentoring in all of my areas of youth work. I'm a trained counselor. I also worked in juvenile justice. I've worked in a psychiatric hospital. And that connecting young people to a caring adult has great effects for all young people. There's really probably not a young person out there that couldn't benefit from a caring adult in their life. We always joke that I could use one or two more caring adults in my life, frankly. So it's something that is just universal for young people and youth development. Teammates is a developmental model of mentoring, not a prescription model, a prescriptive model. You don't have to be a tutor. You don't have to be good at math. You don't have to have there's no script.
Right. It's, I think that could be a misconception right. that, oh, I have to tutor right. or I have to be good at school to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All we ask young people to do, and you mentioned relationships, because anybody who does youth work or spends time with young people knows how important those relationships are. So we really ask volunteers to come in and spend time and be consistent and be present in the moment and just listen. And what we found is that if you can do this for over 6 months, and if you can do this for at least 24 weeks a school year, we're asking for one visit one time a week. There's 36 school potential school weeks in the year. We're asking for about 24 of those. If you can do that, we see the outcomes. We see what it does for young people. They do better in school. They have fewer problems in school. Their attendance increases. And frankly, if we can hang on and really stay with them, they graduated at a higher rate than our statewide average.
And that helps Lincoln Public Schools. I know that's one of the strategic plan goals, is increasing that graduation rate. And this is just one way to support that goal. But it's more than just a goal for Lincoln Public Schools. It's really making a difference in young people's life. I am a teammate mentor. I'm on my second teammate. I was so proud when my first teammate with Lincoln Public Schools graduated, the first in our family. And that is a proud moment. And I know I hear this from time and time again. People think, oh, I'm just too busy for that 1 hour a week. Oh, I've got my schedule so hectic. I don't know if I could make that commitment. I work in communications. And the thing that, and I thought, oh, I'm busy. I'm on call. Something could come up. The thing that changed my mind was Tom Osborne, one of the founders, when he said, I heard that he was still a teammate mentor, even though he was a congressman representing Nebraska in Washington, D.C. If he can find the time to do it, I think just about anybody could find the time to do it.
I would agree. And actually, Coach has more than one mentee right
wow.
now. So yeah, he's very committed to the role, his role as a mentor. So absolutely. I think one thing Coach Osborne speaks about is that gift of time. You can make more money. If you can give a gift, gifts of money are really beneficial to organizations and really important, but you can always make more money, but you have a limited amount of time in your life.
Definitely.
And just that gift of time and what that means and how precious that is. And what we see is mentors, and maybe you could attest to this, is that mentors tell us the same thing over and over and over again. And that is, I'm getting more out of this than they are.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where, you know, I have a mentee as well in the Lincoln Public Schools, and I leave that meeting feeling energized, optimistic, and just happy to have had that experience for that. Usually we meet for about 50 minutes. That's usually about a class period where this young man goes to school. And I just feel like I'm getting a lot out of it. And then I think another thing that gets overlooked, and you kind of alluded to it, is that gift of mentoring, what it does for our community, brings community members in the school. They're more connected to their communities. They're feeling more a part of what's going on, and it just benefits the community as a whole.
Oh, definitely. So definitely.
It's a very powerful thing, that relationship and what that can do for young people and for the adults in our communities.
Yeah. And I think, you know, maybe another concern somebody might have is, well, I just don't have anything in common with young people today. But you guys have a process that matches mentors and mentees on what they have in common.
Right, right. We don't just take a volunteer and just willy-nilly place them in a room with a young person and say good luck.
Hope
right?
for the best.
First of all, we do thorough background checks. We want to make sure that when volunteers show up at these schools and they show their teammates' badge, everyone knows that those people have been background checked and that they've been trained. We do a 3-hour training, get you ready for that match, give you some support so that you're not alone in those schools. Every school's got a facilitator, but we make sure we use our matching tool, and we match based on interests and on the things that you like to do and the things that are important to you. So we make that match, and we're very careful. We do have a waiting list. We have several youth waiting for mentors in school. So we don't have to, we can make sure we get the right person
right.
with the right young person. So, you know, my young man I meet every week, he loves basketball and knows a lot about basketball. Now I have, my playing days are long over, but I do enjoy basketball because of his interest, I've really gotten back into the game and been able to watch ESPN more often and have more conversations with him. And it's been a really, really beneficial thing for
us. And it gives you that starting point to start that relationship, something that you have in common to build on.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say this, it was slow moving at start. So sometimes these matches take a while for people to trust. And that's why we actually ask for a 3-year commitment of mentors, because we know the importance of the long-term commitment in those relationships. Our average match lasts for just under 3 years. So which is well over the nationwide average of it's almost over a year longer than the nationwide average because of that commitment we ask for. And I believe also because of the support we give, because we know what happens if we can keep those matches going for a long time, the impact on our schools and on the young people that are in the program is pretty remarkable.
And you did mention those supports. What kind of supports do you give the mentors?
Great. Well, I get every mentor that goes through training gets my name and number. That's one thing. So I'm available to talk to mentors at any time. But we also have a staff of people here at Lincoln Public Schools that can go out and help people and meet with mentors all the time. But every school's got a facilitator, somebody assigned to make that match, because they know the young people in the schools. I can't be expected to know the interests and the things going on with young people in the schools, but those facilitators who do an amazing job in the schools, I can't thank them enough for the work they do. But that's your front line of really support and for questions and answers. And
they can help guide you if you aren't quite sure about something.
Right. Yeah. We do mentor academies as well. We do a monthly mentor academy where mentors come and they learn some skills and they learn some more research. And the most recent one we talked about are scholarship offers. We try to make sure every young person who goes through Teammates and graduates and is going on to a secondary education gets a scholarship. So we want mentors to be aware of what's available to them. So we do those. And we also do community service projects.
Nice.
Where we partner with another nonprofit in the community and we create some sort of craft or some sort of tool that we can share with that other nonprofit that the mentors and mentees do together. And they model community service and they model giving back to your community and what how important that is. And then that nonprofit will distribute them amongst the people they serve.
Fabulous. So, a great way to model and to give back to the community while you're giving back to the community.
Absolutely. So lots of things that facilitators support them, but we support mentors with activities and lots of learning opportunities as well.
Fabulous. So you did mention that there is a waiting list. How many students do we have on the waiting list?
Well, it changes every day, but right now, I think the last count, it was about 726.
Wow.
So there's a lot of young people. And one thing to remember about this waiting list is that we don't put a kid on the waiting list or a young person on the waiting list unless they want a mentor. Right. So this is, there's 726 youth who are saying, I want an adult in my life who I can meet with on a weekly basis and create a relationship with. So these are young people who are asking for it. This isn't just somebody.
They're not being forced into the program. No, they are actually asking for, hey, I want someone to work with me.
That's exactly it. And we have a lot of stories. We have their stories. We find out what the young person likes and what the young person is asking for. And so we have those stories. So if somebody were to call our office and say, is there anybody that you might have that I could be matched with? We could give some very specific examples of what those young people are asking for.
And so if somebody is interested in becoming a mentor, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is probably to go to teammates.org. At teammates.org, you can learn a lot about the program. You can learn about the research. You can kind of look at what mentoring is and what it's about. And on that same website, you can apply to be a mentor. And right there, it's up at the top bar, it says mentoring. You click on that and the process can begin. And you could immediately register for a background check and get signed up to be a mentor. And then once that background check comes back, they would send you to us and we would start talking to you about getting trained. It's that simple. Sometimes it takes someone to have heard about Teammates 7 times before they make the jump. And I get that. I get that people want to know what it's about and want to be to make sure it's a good fit for them and want to make sure that they know what they're getting into. And we honor that amongst people and we really want to make sure we support people. And so sometimes you can go to that website and you can just browse it. You can call my office. You can call me. here at the Lincoln Public Schools and talk to us about what that entails. And we would be glad to meet with you in person if you'd like to. We want to support you in that, your own journey towards mentoring. But that website's a great first start.
And if you want to see, I know we feature our current mentors every month in the community news. You guys provide us with a teammates of the month, and we feature those stories. So if somebody's interested to see about some of these current mentors who are doing amazing work in our schools, we've got it in our community news every month. And I know you feature them on television PSAs and stuff. So you can definitely find those resources out there. And I think you are running some sort of March Gladness campaign.
Yeah, there's a teammates central office is out of Omaha, and they're doing a March Gladness campaign. Now, what we're really asking is we're asking for current mentors and stakeholders and teammates to think about their circle of influence, those people in their lives who would be a great mentor. And they know it, because really the best way to recruit mentors is through a personal relationship or a one-on-one conversation. And we're asking those people to think about potentially bringing a person who would be a great match to an event we're having. I know it's March Gladness, but it's April 4th. So the gladness happens all throughout March, and we're doing the event on April 4th. That's what worked. And at this event, it's at Lincoln High. It's at 5:30 in the evening, and we're going to have a light dinner there. We're going to have some mentors talk about their experience. Coach Osborne's going to speak. We're also going to do some raffle and some giveaway just to make it kind of a fun hour and really enjoy the hour talking to people, talking about teammates, but really helping those people who potentially could be great mentors in our community, helping give them the information and have them feel a little bit more comfortable about becoming a teammate. You could sign up right there, or you could take that information back with you and think about it some more. It's really up to the people who attend, but it's going to, like I said, it's going to be April 4th.
A challenge for our current teammate mentors. Absolutely. Then to bring someone along on their journey.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. Well, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today and talking about the importanceships of teammates and mentoring and how important it is in building those relationships, not just for our students, but for our community to have relationships with our school buildings.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mindy.
That was a really nice interview that you had there with Jim Bennett, Mindy. I like the things that he said. Number one, about how he got started with it, that, you know, sometimes your path in life isn't what you had in mind. Him starting out the Pathfinder program, which itself is a fantastic program that we have here at Lincoln Public Schools. But then how he saw the value of an adult working with a youth and what that meant, you know, especially when they didn't have an adult in their lives that cared genuinely about them, and to have this person that just checking up on them, seeing how you're doing, talking about interests and things with him, and how that led him into the teammates program and to be doing the work that he's doing today. So a lot of great information there about the program. And you said there in the interview that you're a teammate yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, the other point he made was it's not just kids who are in trouble that get teammates. You know, I think that's also a misconception, is that, oh, you're a troubled child, so, oh, you have a teammate. No, this is for any student who says, you know, I would like to have an adult in my life, just an extra adult in my life who I can talk to. And so, yes, I'm a teammate. I'm on my second one. I think it's true when people say I get more out of it than the student does. I truly come away each week feeling refreshed and revived and feeling purpose. And I think that, you know, even if you're an introvert or you're shy or you're not quite sure if this is for you, talk to somebody who is a teammate. Talk to your friends, talk to the teammates' office staff and see about how they can accommodate you, because it really is important to have those positive role models for our students. And it's one more tie. It's proven students who have a teammate mentor, their attendance is better in school because they have a reason to be in school. And so I think it's just one more way to tie kids into the school.
Well, if that's something that resonates with you, he said that there's over 700 students that are currently on the waiting list. Go to teammates.org, click on mentoring, and you'll get started down the road of becoming a mentor.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.